Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Introverted Queen. On today's episode, I am speaking with Stephanie. She is a proud introvert who celebrates her introversion by humor and empowerment. We talked about using introversion as a superpower, the power of confidence, and why we overthink so much. It's a great episode. Check it out. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for saying yes to being a guest on this podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
So let's start. How would you describe yourself, Stephanie?
I'd say I'm a down-to-earth person who loves to laugh and builds true connections with people. I think it's so important for me to connect with different people from different walks of life, and I really value that. I'm a caring and very thoughtful person. I'd say I'm also multi-passionate. There's lots of things that I find interesting and get great passion from. And I'd say multi-dimensional as well. There's different sides to me: goofy, serious, fun-loving, deep, all sorts. So that kind of helps me connect with other people as well. Mm-hmm. And I get on with most people because of it.
Oh, that's awesome. And you're right. It's so important to connect people, especially in this area of, you know, pandemic, COVID, you know. So connection really is so important.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
So on your website, you have a quote that says, "Be yourself. That's your superpower," which I love. Were you always aware of your superpower?
There was a time when I wasn't. It's a case of I was aware of the parts of myself that made me who I am, but not aware that they were superpowers. So growing up, I've always been a quiet, reserved person, and it was always seen as something wrong. And so I've always grown up as a bit aware that I'm being quiet around people, and I'd get a little bit nervous about that. But growing up, I realized that being quiet is actually a blessing. It's actually a way to feel and to see and listen more to people and learn people better. Because if you're busy talking, you don't pick up on these things. And I think it's been valuable to me. And that's where I've seen it as a superpower now.
Yeah. I like that because, like you said, if you're busy talking, you're not really paying attention and you're not observing like the body languages of some people, the way that they're talking. So, yeah, I like that. So there's power and confidence, they always say. Do you think that you, as a young girl, in your experience, that confidence was emphasized?
I would say yes and no. Yes, in the sense of me as a dark-skinned black girl growing up with natural hair, that has always been pushed as being something to be proud of growing up. So phenotypically, yes. And I've always been proud of that. But I think personality-wise, not so much. Mm. So as I said before, my shyness, my quiet nature was always said as if something is wrong in me being this way. And it was not seen as something desirable. And so I began to embody that in a way. And as I did a post about it actually the other day on my Instagram, in the caption, I said that through embodying this, has that impacted my confidence as a result? Saying that, you know, being shy is something to be not so proud of. Did that affect me growing up in my confidence levels? And then I realized that their misinterpretation of me being quiet and reserved is to do with them and it's not to do with me, because I realized that shyness and introversion is completely different. And through discovering that, it's kind of made me more confident in my introversion because I've been able to differentiate the two and realize that what people were telling me was not me at all. And I realized that I've internalized what other people were saying and not connecting with who I am. Mm-hmm. And so through connecting with who I am, it's made me a lot more confident.
Yeah. And I think somebody who's quiet and reserved, I feel like it makes people almost uncomfortable. Because when they meet you and they're like, why is this person really quiet and reserved? What's wrong with them? What are they hiding? Right? Mm. And you're just minding your own business, right? You're just sitting down. So exactly. It's really something that they project, their insecurity that they project on you. And then, you know, you, like you said, you're like, okay, what's wrong with me?
Yes. Definitely.
So introverts, they love to overthink everything. What has been your experience with overthinking?
It's been good and bad in a sense. Good in the sense that some situations that, yes, it's worth overthinking because it kind of saves you from a lot of drama. But then on the other side, it's not been good in the sense that it's led me to be stagnant. It's hindered my action in certain things. And sometimes I have found it safer to overthink than to take action. Mm. And I think there was a fear in taking action. And that's why I decided, oh, let's just overthink this, when really it wasn't helping me at all. Mm-hmm. When I thought it was, but it wasn't. And it was, in fact, me just shying away from taking action. And so that's when it hasn't been good in on that side of things. And it just overcomplicates things as well. Definitely.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's like self-sabotage almost. You know?
Yes.
You think of the worst scenario that can happen. And then you're when you think about it, you're like, this is actually a little bit ridiculous.
Yes. And I think it's been evident when making business decisions, because I've always wanted something of my own to start a business in some way. And I would always overthink things instead of like, oh, I need to know this, I need to do this, I need to do that, when really just do, you know, and mm-hmm. learn along the way.
Yeah.
And yes, that's when I said, yeah, I have to stop this and just take action and just learn along the way. Messy action sometimes, but it's okay to do that.
And I think when you actually do something and you said like you mess up, it's okay. You learn from it. You learn from your failures. You start over again, as opposed to overthinking and you're like, okay, I'm just not going to do anything.
That's right.
So they always say that setbacks don't equate failure. What's one setback that you've had to deal with?
I think for me, it's self-doubt that has set me back a lot. Even though I was aware of my capabilities, there was always something that would say, no, Steph, you can't do it. And I think that has been my major setback in life, definitely.
Mm. How do you conquer self-doubt?
I found that just being present has helped me in that sense, because again, with the overthinking, with the self-doubt, it kind of led me to think that, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. But then I'm like, ask myself, why am I saying this to myself? What is it that's making me think that I can't do it? And so when I unpack that, I realize, no, I can, because of what's in front of me and what I can take action on now. And so that has helped me definitely mm-hmm. to sort of overcome that self-doubt.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. What's something that you wish you had known 10 years ago?
I wish that I knew that I was capable, definitely. Mm. Like I know that I am, and that I wish I knew that 10 years ago. Otherwise, I would have taken action a lot quicker than I have done now, mm-hmm. now that I realize that I am capable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you think back of like 10 years ago, something that you wish you had done and that you did not do, and then 10 years later, you actually do it. And then it's almost like, why didn't I do it 10 years ago?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, this was fun. Thank you for being a guest on my podcast. Thank you for saying yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. That was such a great conversation I had with Stephanie. One thing I took from this conversation is the power of celebrating your introversion. I hope you found this conversation insightful just as much as I did. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, and please subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at introverted_queenblog. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take good care, and until next time.